Yeah, I couldn't see him scoring. You know, their keeper pulled off, I think, two or three saves in the second half that, you know, we're standing behind thinking, wow, you know, they're going in and he's got a great hand to it. And then I think they've had one shot second half and it's just counted against us. It was a bit like Dover last week. You know, again, a scrappy goal, one that could be prevented, and we've just not dealt with it well enough. And yet we had the chances, as I said, in the second half, we had the chances to actually put one in, and I think that would have been game over. But if you don't take your chances, or when you've got an opportunity to take a shot, if you don't take it, you're always open for one of them goals that just comes in from nothing.
As you say, we saw plenty of chances for Bromley. Toby Sheo-Silva had one cleared off the line in the second half. I mean, do you think perhaps the run you're on might be a confidence thing?
We've been on this run for a little while now. The confidence has been low. You know, the boys are, you know, I've only got a small squad with obviously the players that have left. So you're shuffling the pack with a very thin squad. I can't take away from their effort and their attitude and their desire and, you know, they want to win. But sometimes you just got to take a chance. You know, if you miss hit like Louis did in the first half, because the pitch isn't great, but if you miss it, I don't care. As long as you take your chance, you know, and have a go, I can't complain. But I think there were times in the first half when we had opportunities to take a shot and we didn't because we wanted it to be perfect. And, you know, you're not going to get that every week. But, you know, we go again. Obviously, we've got a tough little run in now. Hopefully, Minch will be okay. Ready for Lincoln next week.
Yeah, as you say, Lincoln next week, there's no easy games at the National League level, but that's a big one.
No, I was talking to John McCarthy before the game. We were just saying it's a fantastic division. You know, although there's no let up, the game's running thick and fast. But the teams, you know, we go Lincoln, York away, Wrexham. You know, you still got Barrow, still got Guiseley. You know, fighting for their lives. And there's no game where you go in and you go, oh, this would be a nice one. They are all difficult games. And, you know, the boys are really, really down today because they thought they should have got a result today, whether it was a draw. You know, we're after that magic 50 points. We're 1 point away. We've got seven games to go to get it. But it just seems to be going on to the next week and the next week. It'd be nice to just get the points on board, go and enjoy ourselves for a little bit.
Sitting in mid-table in the National League is only Bromley's second ever season in this league. Yeah, at the start of the season, that probably would have constituted success.
Absolutely. I think we've got to take stock at where this club has come from in the 2 years that we got into the National. You know, the first year was always going to be turbulent and a bit testing because of not experiencing it. And they always say the second year syndrome, it's even harder the second year because you don't come in with that surprise aspect. I think we've done great. I really do, and I think everybody at the club, you know, from the chairman, directors, to the people that work behind the bar, should take credit for where this club has come in 2 years. I think we were in the Conference South for 10 years, you know, and it takes a lot of time to sort of build to, you know, where you want to get to. But I think this year was always going to be difficult. Circumstances dictated what we could do, as in bringing players in, and as you see, I've got 17 players to pick from. I can't bring anybody in, you know, you have got what you've got. We lost a lot of players every month and never really replaced them. So where we are now, and to stay in this division, is an absolute, you know, justice for the people and how hard they've worked to, you know, for Bromley Football Club to stay in this division.
And with the players, you've had some high profile players that have left recently. You've had a couple of additions as well. Is it, you know, you're starting to think about next season now, about trying to, is it going to be a rebuild again?
Yeah, no. We're already, you know, sort of getting next season planned. And yeah, there will be a rebuild. There won't be as many players on contract next year, you know, which I had this year. But I just want to get this season out of the way. I really do. And enjoy the last few weeks and give something for the supporters because they've been fantastic. But at the same time, I am looking for next season. I want to build on. You know, I don't want to be just coming mid-table every year. You know, this is a chance where I can sort of maybe get players in that I wanted at the beginning of the season and give ourselves a real good chance to be in the top 10.